This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Leadership theory is highly studied and written about in academic circles. Oftentimes, leadership concepts and concepts that begin in academia permeate down to the broader book scene in the form of self-help or personal growth books with leadership themes, whether Christian-based or not. And I've personally participated in higher academia leadership study and have written hundreds upon hundreds of pages of research on the matter. But more importantly, the Lord has blessed me to be able to serve as a leader in several capacities, both professionally and as a volunteer. I say all this not because you need to hear my resume. That doesn't really matter. What matters is that through a smorgasbord of experiences, I've come to a clear conclusion regarding leadership, that there is no magic leadership bean. There's no scheme or trick. Rather, leadership is a natural proclivity that only some have and can be shaped within those few. That means that in my observation, leadership can be developed, but it cannot be taught. That might sound like a bold statement in today's world where you're told that you can do anything if you just dream it. I tend to disagree with that sentiment as I believe that God uniquely designs people for different roles. See, leaders are rarely made from scratch. Rather, they are born with certain attributes and are then shaped to effective and efficient service. Here are my thoughts about what makes a great leader, and I'll break these down further in other Scopos features. Number one, grit. A good leader is naturally tough, seldom swayed by complaining, negativity, and challenges. They're difficult to pull away from their calling. Number two, good leaders are fair. This means they consider situations in the context of the betterment of the entity they serve. They don't play favorites, and they serve their mission rather than self. Number three, good leaders make decisions. Ask any high-level leader, and they'll tell you that their most important role is decision-making, whether right or wrong. The ability to make a decision is essential for good leadership. Number four, good leaders have an edge. They aren't afraid to make decisions, even hard ones, to plow through difficulties or to stare problems in the face. They're not insecure. While a good leader doesn't seek confrontation, they don't run either. Number five, good leaders invite input. They almost never make a decision in isolation, and they're not afraid to adjust their thinking. Number six, good leaders are always on the hunt for other talent, for those whom they can delegate to and grow. While good leadership can be nurtured, leadership is a calling that is unique. Oftentimes, leaders who are burned out might just not be right for the job. I look forward to discussing more on leadership theories in future Scopos features, so keep on listening.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.